You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, this is episode 342 of the one and only IT and the D Show. We are broadcasting live from our respective rooms. Apparently,
the corn pod. We need to come up. We need to come up with a good name. The podentine or the corn.
Those are both terrible.
All I know is we have a higher budget than Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon combined. We got like 25 stories this week. It should be again. We're all in quarantine and we're all going a little bit stir crazy. Randy's in the White Claws, and it should be a fun one. Dave, you may fire.
You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Following program is intended for mature audiences.
I'm Wyatt. That's Gary. You're Bob, and you're Dave. This is the IT and the D Show.
This is Max Headroom. And what you're about to witness is one of the most sinister-sounding intros to a trailer to one of the greatest epics ever.
This is Billy D. Williams. Bob and Dave and I are enjoying a Colt 45 right now. And remember, IT in the D, it works every time.
Where do you guys think you are?
The Library of Congress?
Detroit?
Beyond the Sun?
Any of those, right?
Take him to Detroit.
Detroit! No! No, please! Anything but that! No!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Then don't come! Shut up!
Hey guys, it's Timehawk, Bruce Leroy from The Last Dragon. You're listening to the IT and D Show.
Hi, this is Christy Swanson, and you're listening to the IT and the D Show. Bob and Dave touch my hoo-hoos.
This is Guilfoyle from Silicon Valley, and the only two guys I hate more than Dinesh are Bob and Dave. Suck it, guys.
What's up, everybody? This is Billy Zapka. Sweep the leg. Listening to IT and the D Show. No mercy.
I may have to wipe the beat off.
Hi, this is David Kay, the voice of Professor Xavier. Storm. Storm. Come here, Storm. Sit on my lap, Storm.
You're listening to IT and the D.
Are we at a break yet?
Hey everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. You're listening to IT and the D. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay right here. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
This is the ladies' man.
Hi, I'm Ernie Hudson, and you're listening to IT and the D. All you nerds out there.
Nerds.
What is a nerd?
Hi, this is Ogre. You listen to a bunch of nerds on the IT and the D? Nerds.
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Hey, Detroit, this is Anthony Michael Hall. You're listening to my buddies Bob and Dave on IT in the D.
Hi, it's Count Chocula, and you're listening to IT in the D. What in the hell that is?
Hey, what up? This is Jay Muse, and you're listening to the IT and D Show. Snoops to the Nooge. Listen, Muse, Snoogans.
This is Scott Steiner, Big Pump Pump. The IT and the D Show is your hookup. Holler if you hear me.
This is Robert Hayes, the Ted Stryker to my mother. When I'm not hanging out at the Magumbo Bar, I'm listening to the IT and the D Show.
It's worse than Detroit.
Is there such thing as a meat hangover?
I love my Monday meat steak.
Hi, this is Jeremy London from Mallrats, and I'm just wondering, how did I go from Hot Floridian Sex with Brandy spinning to the IT and D Show?
Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the IT and the D Show. Tough guy. Ho!
Dig, you IT geeks. This is Dre DiMatteo from Sons of Anarchy. You are listening to IT and the D.
Skeptical Dave is skeptical.
Hello, everybody. This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men. I'm a techie, I'm a nerd, fellow podcaster. My favorite podcast is IT and the D.
Hi, this is Kelly LeBrock from Weird Science.
So,
Bob and Dave, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
The question isn't what are we going to do, the question is what aren't we going to do?
Ludicrous speed! Sir, had you better buckle up? Buckle this! Ludicrous speed! Go!
What's happening? This is IT and the D Show, episode 342. We are broadcasting live in our living rooms, in our basements, in our places. This is Bob, the sales guy. That is Dave, the geek. Randy, I do the Twitters, is figuring out which camera angle is suitable for him. Find us online, IT and the D. IT&TheD.com. And do us a favor, give us a like on the socials and subscribe to us everywhere. Fine podcasts are sold.
Yeah, and hey, this is usually where I tell you about all of our upcoming events and that kind of stuff, and there ain't none. I'm sorry, Randy, were you waving? What?
I'm just trying to fix the light.
Oh. I didn't know if you were trying to get to Mother of God.
Accentuate my profile.
No events. We're not doing anything. It's not happening.
I looked around. There were some people doing virtual networking. And it's a shit show.
They're terrible. They're terrible. Like it's
one thing. Yeah, I don't mind. Like, you know, I have a standing call every morning at work with like 28 people.
Right.
And it's the Brady Bunch thing, but it's like there's one person talking, and mm-hmm. if you need to speak, you go like this, and then you go, oh, you know, then everyone stops. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It works. But like for networking, it's like, hi, my name's Bob. Hi, my name's
yeah.
Hi. Everyone.
Well, yeah, and it's hard to have, you know, and yeah, you can't have like 37 random conversations going on in a room because, no.
That's why I kind of made the thing going, hey, if you haven't met someone, don't sell them something. Just, invite them to do something like this. Like, there's nothing, you know.
Yeah.
What the hell else you got to do, right? Well, dude, the nuts thing is, my wife went for a walk. We have a bike path that's connected to like a city park, and all the playground stuff's roped off. It's not like we're taking our kids there.
Right.
But just to go for a walk, get some air, I guess the paths were packed. Like in droves. It was.
When was this?
This was Saturday, midday.
Okay, because did I have the weirdest thing? Like I ran out real quick to grab some smokes today, and I'm trying to figure out why were there, it seemed like there were a lot more cars on the road than there have been in previous days. And I was like,
just more cars on the road that they're driving crazy. Like someone,
someone
called me today and they were driving because they had to go get something. And they're like, I just got passed by someone going 100 miles an hour down 12 mile. Like, what?
Same thing. Yeah. Cause I went up to the little 7-Eleven, you know, right at the corner 15 mile and watched somebody probably doing a good 70, 80 miles an hour whipping through. And I'm like, did I miss an announcement? Like, are there actual zombies now that we're trying to get away from? Like, what's going on?
There's no one on the roads. I'm free.
Well, yeah. Don't be that guy that was in that car chase. Although, hey, God bless him for number one, stealing a Kia. And then number two, leading the police on an hour long chase that they couldn't stop him for.
Did that thing shatter when it hit that tree?
Dude, it basically cut in half. Yeah.
It just flew everywhere.
That's the content. There was another one today, like a red car. It's almost like they're going like the news is like, we're sick of talking about Corona. Here's $1,000 going on a high speed chase.
So we got something pulling some viewers. TV. Yeah.
Yeah. What else could do? So speaking of that, I'm a pretty diehard sports guy. I love my baseball and my football and my soccer and my all the things.
Yeah.
And they're talking about doing fanless sports, and I don't know what to make of it.
Isn't that like non-alcoholic beer and no salt saltines and?
Well, this was WrestleMania weekend.
And oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Like, In my house, it's kind of like you, the Super Bowl, right? Like,
you jackasses with that chat the entire weekend. I thank God I figured out how to mute messages.
But because it always falls on Mark's birthday, so we always get together, get mm-hmm. us a big, big cheese, and we all, you know, maybe like two or three people come over,
right?
Also, and
I've been over for it before.
Yeah, but it was no, hold on. There was one fan. There was let me paint the picture. If you haven't seen it, it was done in the WWE Performance Center, which is like their school.
And it's okay.
Also a warehouse where they keep like all the sets and all the stuff.
Okay.
It's like some meeting rooms.
So at least it wasn't like in a big empty arena.
No.
There
was no seating. But there was one, it's called Big Ass Fans. You've seen them right at like industrial, like, that big, huge, it's a big, huge ceiling fan.
Oh, like so the, like the ones they've got at like, Detroit Shipping Company, the ones like those big ass ones that are. Yeah.
Right. So there was one of those. So that was the running joke, is there was actually one fan in attendance.
Be ashamed of yourself.
It couldn't have been worse. It couldn't have been worse. Like the people come out, nobody's cheering or booing. Like the one match was like a 35 minute, Iron Man, whatever match, like, you know, whoever doesn't, no pinfall, it's whoever stays down for 10 count. And they were hurt so bad they were grunting. Like, it's all you heard was grunting, like, like holding their ribs. And it's like, this is awkward. This is, here's the kicker. For the first time in history, they put on two cinematic matches.
Now, what does that mean?
So, like, it went to, like, a movie set, and there was, like, scary, like, The Undertaker.
Okay.
Like, way past his prime, and, like, AJ Styles, who's, like, in his prime. It was set in, like, a movie set. And, like, he comes rolling up in a motorcycle, and there's, like, flames shooting out of the barn. And there's, like, he throws him in the ditch.
Again, wrestling is soap operas for dudes who would never admit they watch soap operas.
No, but it was so – it was amazing, and it was bad. You didn't know if you should be entertained or if it was the worst thing you've ever seen in your life.
Well, so, and just
– everything in between.
Well, yeah. I mean, so, like, just for as much as I've been around wrestling, you know, because of you and been to matches and all that kind of stuff, like in my head, I don't even understand how fanless matches work. Because, I mean, like, so much of it for the guys is feeding off the energy of the crowd or playing to the crowd or, you know, the whole heel face thing and interacting with the crowd. And
I was going through every scenario in my head because I'm like, okay, I hate laugh tracks.
Right.
It's different. And could I watch, like, soccer? That, like, the almost like the best part of a soccer match is when the fans start singing and, like, jumping. And
okay, yeah.
It just adds, like, Detroit City Football Club, like DCFC.
Yep. That's
the best part of the game. Like, the soccer's good.
Yeah.
But, like, the whole fan interaction part is, like, makes it a thing. So, like,
that's why I go. Yeah.
So, like, all of a sudden it's like, and the winner of the match, and, like, you know, they crowned, like, they changed every belt. So, like, you expect, like, just pomp and, like, oh my God, and everybody's cheering, and, you know, and it was crickets. And you're like, that was weird.
So, I guess segueing to speak of weird and mostly empty places, I guess Walmart and a few other stores have now put caps on how many people can be in their store at any given point in time.
Yeah, I went to Target Saturday because I had to buy groceries, and apparently Meijer is closing at 6 p.m. on the weekends now. Target was the only thing open at 8 o'clock. So, right up front, as soon as you walk in the store, it says, we have a limit of this many people. TP is in stock. Hand sanitizer is out of stock. Paper towel is out of stock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and to your point, Bob, I mean, I'm glad to see him do it because there are so many idiots that are, well, I'm bored. I'm going to go ahead and just browse around the store. No, keep your ass home.
Yeah. Yeah. Or walk to the park and back.
Yeah.
Walk around the block. Walk your dog. Like, you know, it shouldn't be a thing, like, send one person from your family or, you know, if you're single, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, if you're a single mom of, like, three kids under 8, I can understand having to bring, because you can't get a shipped order to save your life.
Right. Yeah. There are no delivery windows ever.
Right. That's, like, my only thing I would ever be like, okay, like, you got to pass for me. But other than that, send one person,
mm-hmm.
run in, run out, get, you know.
Have a list. There's a great right. idea. Have a list. Even though they might not have half the items on your list, at least have a list.
Oh, dude, the worst thing I watched this weekend, and I thought WrestleMania was worse. On Fox Sports 1 on Sunday afternoon, they just showed NASCAR on Xbox.
Shut up.
What?
No.
They did not.
So. Yeah, so, like, all you're seeing is the cars going around. And I'm thinking it's, like, old. And, I don't watch NASCAR, right? It's not my thing. And then all of a sudden they show, like a picture-in-picture box. And there's, like, a kid in his living room with the steering wheel. And, like, then it pans in closer. And, like, oh, my God, those are digital cars.
Dude, that is the greatest thing. I thought there was one of the comments that I saw about WrestleMania is that it would have been better had they just had the wrestlers playing themselves in the WWE 2020 game.
Well, here's, yeah, you know, and then there's like, then I'm watching another and there's like Madden, like just kids playing Madden.
And it's like, and this is where we are in the world today.
That's what I'm, you know, like, but here's the thing, like, I don't get, like, you can't still, like, why can't you do NASCAR? You're in your car. Don't they have drive-by, like, parents are doing drive-by birthdays
now? Well, but, I mean, you got the pit crews, and you've got, you know, God forbid there's an accident, they got to have a response team and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's not, you know, I get why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah. Once again, though, I got to also say, thoughts are with, everyone like that got affected financially through all this. And, you know, keep your heads up to all the medical people out there. I know a lot of them are, got a lot of family members that are frontline, losing their minds and, just, you know.
Yeah, one of the regular participants. Well, I mean, my niece is a nurse. I'm proud of her, but I'm scared for her because I mean, she just passed her critical care certification today. You know, which means now she can go ahead and dive in on all that nonsense. And you know, one of our regulars for the Zoom bar chat nights that we do is a critical care nurse at Beaumont. And just, you know, the stories that you're hearing, I mean, you know, that God, I mean, nurses walked out of Sinai Grace last night downtown or two nights ago.
I heard that was a little bit of a little column A, little column B.
Okay.
I heard that wasn't a walkout. I heard it was like end of shift and they had like a meeting together.
Well, because it wasn't. I think one of the results was the day shift wound up staying on for 24 hours
or longer. Yeah. And it was a, it wasn't a walkout, like a strike.
Yeah.
Say, but it was like, they were way overworked.
And I get it. I mean, like reading, you know, the situations that they're dealing with and, you know, they were talking about, you know, one nurse taking care of at least 20 to 25 patients each.
Wow.
I mean, that's, yeah. I mean, it's these, and yet there are still people that don't take this seriously and think it's all a joke and a hoax and caused by cell towers.
Yeah. Well, at this point, like we talked about, like last week, I think we talked about this week is going to be the week where we're one away, knowing someone that has died from this.
Oh no, that hit last week. Yep.
Yeah, and I'm there's way more, you know, I'm about a dozen people now that I'm one away from. You know, that their grandma or someone.
Yep.
Like, you know,
well, it's like I said, dude, we've had, I mean, there are people that have shown up at our events before that are now no longer with us. I mean, it's a thing. I mean, like I said, I don't understand. I truly don't understand why people aren't taking this seriously. I mean, you know, so you've got, you know, I mentioned this last week, you know, if them canceling the auto show, and turning Cobo into, you know, a mobile medical unit didn't hammer it home, you know, Motor City Comic Con has now canceled. And oh, guess what? They're turning the Suburban Showcase into a mobile medical unit. I mean, this is no joke, especially here in Southeast Michigan. Like, you know, I can't remember if we dove into this at all last week or not, but like, you know, nobody's talking about the statistics, and the relative percentages and that kind of stuff from a per capita perspective. Like, okay, great. Yeah. Like we're number three, I believe now we've bumped up one. And okay. So New York, yeah, they have a lot more cases, but okay. So New York, their epicenter is New York City, which has, you know, 6 odd million people in it. You know, our epicenter is Detroit, which has 600,000 and change in it. So we should only have 10% of the cases that they're seeing, and that's not what we're seeing. And so, yeah, I mean, it's like Southeast Michigan. I think the latest projection I saw said that the peak here in the area is supposed to hit now. Well, what was supposed to be Motor City Comic Con weekend, they're projecting it for the 16th, if I recall correctly, of May.
You know, and I don't want to be, don't misconstrue this the wrong way, but you got to look at what happens when, like, the day we're done with all this and we can go back to our lives. What's going to be left? Because,
well, and what's going to be the new normal?
What, not just the new normal, but like you're talking about AMC movie theaters might close.
Yeah.
Not just one,
all of them. Yeah.
That's scary. They're one of the biggest chains in the nation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's where you go, right?
Yeah.
Logan Steakhouse, not that that's like a hot spot, but there's like what, 600 restaurants?
Don't let DBA hear you say that.
Done. Who likes that?
I said, don't let DBA hear you say that.
Oh, he likes the yeast rolls.
Oh, they're so good though.
But they're gone. Like they're done.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't, you know, I know the government's trying to do like these loans and like payroll loans, and but like, are the workers going to come back? Like, if you were in a super shitty, like, is it going to be like just freaking free for all application, like the day one? Like, if you're like in the service industry?
Well, I mean, you think about it. I mean, well, and here's the other part of that. I mean, I've seen a lot of posts from a lot of people, whether it's in in my Facebook feed or like in different, you know, groups that I'm in, where this has been an eye-opening experience for them, and not necessarily just service industry people, where, hey, this may not be what I want to do when I grow up after all. And I'm thinking real hard and heavy about a career change.
What else are we doing besides sitting home and thinking? Like, I can only watch so much shit on TV. I'm
experimenting with new drinks. That's what I'm doing. That's.
I finally made my last playlist on Spotify. I'm spent. I'm done. I got nothing else.
So I don't know if you saw. I tagged you in a post. Actually, speaking of your playlist, you know, they're talking about, you know, PenguinCon was unfortunately canceled a couple weeks ago, and we talked about that. But they're planning on doing a virtual con. That weekend, where they want the, you know, if you're a presenter and, you know, you had, you know, submitted a topic and all that kind of stuff, they want you to, if you want to, still go ahead and do it. So I responded and said, yes, we would, because what else are we going to do?
Right.
And exactly. And, you know, one of the things I asked, I said, hey, and this is what the post I tagged you in. I said, so, hey, Bob did a killer job and put together the 80s playlist that he would have used at the room party that night. What about a virtual room party? And they were like, oh my God, yes, yes, perfect, great, yeah, do that. So, I mean, we, you know, may do, you know, one of these and, you know, zoom a couple people in and throw it out on Facebook Live and let people comment and chat and have your playlist rolling in the background, and we'll see what happens.
I think it ended up 4 hours, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So I know I missed a couple songs, but whatever. It's, you know, it was like one of those. Like, it was another one of those.
Do you have, like, the same song playing, like, 5 times in a row at the end of the night because you're passed out at the...
That was once. It went back and I didn't know how to mix because I was so drunk. And I was doing It's Tricky and, like, one other one.
That's what it was. Yeah, it was because It's Tricky kept coming back over and over and over.
I remember a guy looking at me going, dude, what are you doing? And I finally snapped to and I go, oh, wait, I mixed out.
So it is. So, I mean, keep an eye on, you know, for the penguincon.org. So that is the last weekend of April. That's going to be going on with a bunch of virtual presentations. And yeah, I'm kind of excited. I hope that goes well for him.
Have you been watching late night TV by any chance? And I'm not talking about like Channel 38. I'm talking like like the Tonight Show and like, you know. Like-
Dude, I've been watching the daily social distancing show, and that's painful.
Like Kimmel, like and Fallon,
them just sitting in their living rooms with no audience, no reactions, no anything, but they still have that beat where it's, hey, I dropped a funny joke and now I'm waiting for the laugh,
right?
And there's no laugh coming, it's just an awkward pause.
Kimmel's like, it was weird because everybody thought he's in front of a green screen, but it's just this couch and his shitty wallpaper. And like he has like his kids drew crayon for like the intro, and I'm like, dude, we have a microphone, we have a bigger budget. Like, what? Like, I don't get, like, and he's like, he sounds hollow, which means he's talking. They don't even have a mic'd.
Yeah, they don't have the right kind of mic with him. Yeah,
right. It's like it's getting shot with like there's a wife with a freaking iPhone. Like, I felt stupid just having a webcam on my laptop. Like, at least you guys got mics, but like. They got nothing.
Yeah.
Zilch, nothing, zero.
Yeah, dude, it's bizarre. I mean, and I get it. I mean, everybody's, you know, kind of trying to, I mean, this was a big crunch and scramble. I mean, look at us. I mean, it was, you know, that Monday night before we closed the studios, you know, I was texting with you, you know, late at night. I was talking with Jamie and Matt till 1:30 in the morning. And then it was, okay, that's the decision. Now what? You know, granted, it took a couple days to get the kinks worked out with getting all this stuff up and running properly and making sure that everybody was still going. But yeah, you would think people that have like a production crew and all that kind of stuff can pull shit together a little bit better than that.
No, but even like Wayne's World worked in the basement. It wasn't like you don't need a laugh track. You know,
no.
I was trying to get at like it's just bad. I don't know what, like, if they are they trying to like out bat each other? Is that like a joke in Hollywood?
Is it? It's the inside. Yeah, it's the inside joke that they're all running for.
How shitty of a show can we produce? Like, they have staff of writers of like 100, like Fallon and Conan. It's not like this is like a. It's me, you, and Randy, like this.
Right, yeah, just bouncing emails back and forth off each other.
Right.
But since we're here on the platform, we might as well talk about it, especially since it happened to our Northville studio, because they did it wrong. Something to keep in mind, folks, when you are doing a Zoom meeting like this and a link gets shared out to you, like through a calendar invite or whatever else, do not share that link anywhere else. Like, hey, like you don't, that's not the link. If you're going to go like Facebook Live, you don't post that. You don't post your Zoom link on Facebook and go, hey, join us for a chat, because that then gives everybody access to your Zoom chat, which you don't want, because Zoom bombing is a thing that's going on right now. And like I said, it happened to the guys down in Northville where they, and it was just a slip. They thought they were sharing the link to their Facebook video, and instead the link to the Zoom went out, and it took all of, I believe they said 13 seconds before they were flooded with at least 8 people that were sharing streams from Pornhub and other porn sites, and like really, really, really hardcore nasty stuff.
I just thought it would be like Dupa's joining and going, hi.
And it's just not random people just catching your link.
Like, oh, no, there are coordinated efforts. Yeah.
Coordinated efforts to Zoom bomb.
So, okay, it's funny, but like their biggest target is schools, dude. Like, you know, yeah. you want your kid sitting there, you know, doing a chat about, you know, art or history or whatever, and some jackass comes in, you know, streaming porn. No, that's not cool. Like, and the people need to find better hobbies. Like, I get it. We're all bored. Take up whittling. Like, get yourself a knife and a piece of wood. Do something.
No, but it's not even like a funny troll. Like, what are you going to, I got this group of kids, junior high kids.
Yeah, exactly. I violated federal and interstate laws by showing porn to children. Great. Right. Yeah, now.
Wow, you're super cool. The guys at 4chan must think you're awesome. Like, geez.
But yeah, so, I mean, do keep that in mind. And I've been talking to our shows about it too, that, hey, you know, if you want, you know, the Zoom room, you know, and just people don't quite get how this stuff works sometimes. And, you know, the Zoom room is basically the studio, you know, and so, you know, that's the people that are supposed to be in the studio are in the studio. Everybody else can comment, you know, from Facebook and everywhere else, and that's fine. But yeah, it's an interesting world these days.
I don't think Zoom was ready for this.
No, they were not.
Like,
no,
this was just some little cute little like fit platform down the rung of shit people use.
No. So, I mean, the biggest issue they're having is, and this happens, I mean, with a lot of pieces of software when it becomes rapidly adopted by the public, I mean, they're used to being deployed in corporations, you know, for, you know, that have their own IT departments and have firewalls and have policies and roll out specialized builds and all that kind of stuff. They weren't ready for grandma to download Zoom to talk to the grandkids and start figuring that stuff out. And they are. I mean, they're playing catch up. Like, you know, they've auto-enabled, you know, password to join. They've auto-enabled, you know, some good features, which, you know, probably should have been there all along.
Yeah, they have apologized for all their security and privacy issues, like everybody's emails being exposed, things like that. And they're saying their next builds are not going to be new features, but they're going to focus on fixes for a while.
Well, and good for them for the apology after he sold off all the stock. Yeah.
Oh, stole my thunder. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we're so sorry. We're so sorry. As he's calling Charles Schwab, going, go.
Sell frozen oranges, apology. Go.
Yeah, nice heartfelt apology there, Zoom CEO,
right.
Clown.
And actually, we kind of touched on this a little bit. I am floored that people. Okay, number one, I'm floored that people aren't taking this shit seriously, because, I mean, that's really starting to get on my nerves. Because like I posted, like Archer, the new season of Archer that was supposed to be coming out in a month from today, it was supposed to be coming out, has now been postponed, and so I have anger. But like, people are, dude, what, all the conspiracy theories have just got to go. Like, no, this is not caused by 5G. Like, that's the one that keeps showing up in my Facebook feed that makes me want to break quarantine just to go slap people.
So it's kind of like the underpants gnomes thing. Step one, oxygen molecules absorb 60 gigahertz radiation. Step two, step three, coronavirus.
I love when I read the BBC, because that's where the article came from. Is like, any conspiracy theories about this is pure rubbish.
Yes, that's pure rubbish. Well, dude, it was like, I love that Queen Elizabeth did a very rare press conference, which basically boiled down to, all right, keep being British. keep good humor and carry on.
Keep calm, carry on.
Did you, like, we're talking about like work, and I guess people, you know, are, I guess, lucky or glad to be working. So like, I guess there was an issue at Spectrum. Sure. The ISP.
I'm essential.
But like, no, like Spectrum, which is like the Comcast of like the East Coast.
Yep.
To get a technician to go into a house, they basically had to coax them with $25 gift cards like bonuses or like hazard pay for them to do.
Would you?
I don't want to go to someone else's house.
I mean,
I wouldn't want to anyway.
Well, and that's the thing. Is a cable install really essential right now? Unless it's a new install or something, yeah, or if things broken, maybe.
If your cable's out and you're stuck at home, I'm going to throw out that yeah, it's essential because like you want like 4,700 Unabombers, like put crop people up in their house without TV.
I mean, during this shit, your only source of communication. You don't have a landline phone.
Well, yeah, and kids with school and all that kind of stuff. No, I get it.
You're suddenly working from home when your bandwidth isn't enough, so you need to upgrade. There's plenty of reasons that is legit, I think.
Okay, fine. Well, then explain to me why the lady that opens and maintains my pool isn't an essential worker. Because I'm just going to warn you guys right now. Apparently, she can't come out. And so I spent a good chunk of this afternoon reading tutorials and watching videos on how to open a saltwater pool and then ordering a bunch of chemicals off Amazon. So number one, I guarantee you I'm on yet another watch list. And number two, I'm probably going to blow up my backyard next week.
Well, so that's a good question. So like now, are you going to continue to pay someone to do the shit that you just did for like a tenth of the cost?
Well, here's the weird thing to me. So I think I put this in the thread for this week too. Like I've gotten so many emails from people. One in particular, I've gotten numerous emails from our yard maintenance company that does like the fertilization and the mowing and all that kind of stuff about, hey, you know, help us out and sign this change.org petition to get us classified as an essential service because we can't come out and service you if we're not. Okay, but like
no.
Okay. Well, number one, no. But then number two, they were at my house this morning and like kind of woke me up by being there so early and driving around and leaving a bill on my door. Like they always, and I'm like, wait a minute, you just got done telling me you couldn't come out because you're not essential. And yet here you are, skeptical Dave is skeptical.
Yeah.
I thought lawn maintenance was fine. Why wouldn't that not be fine?
To me, I don't see an issue with it because, I mean, dude, it's not like I'm going out and chit-chatting with the guy. No. You know, and it's...
No group hugs.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, it, I mean, it's... You're so, still social distancing. And I get what... I mean, I guess the issue might be if you have crews of people going out together. You know, you got like three guys in the front of a truck, you know, driving to someplace. I can see where that might be an issue. But yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I don't have any issue with it. I'm confused by the double edged sword thing. Yeah.
I know it's kind of like that. It's that one meme with the two red buttons and it's like, you want this to go away, but you also don't want to crash the economy so bad where we don't know what's going to happen at the other end of it. Like, I think everyone's being safe. Or at least I'm getting. I think at this point everyone gets it that it's not. So I remember in the beginning we were like, "Ah, stupid."
Yeah.
You know, and then it was like the stages continued, and you're like, "All right, it's a thing."
Yeah, we were all a little cavalier about it in the beginning.
Well, yeah, because like we did the last show in our studio that we possibly could before like the midnight. You know, Gretchen Whitmer just declared everything was closed. You know, and we were debating whether or not we would close the studios. We're like, I don't know, dude. Like, it's only going to be four people in a room. Like, But yeah, no, I'm glad we did.
Eh. Oh, what else we got?
A couple of exciting new food products coming out soon.
All right, this always worries me.
Sadly, this is only in, I think, Australia and New Zealand, but Mountain Dew flavored Doritos.
That's not sadly. I'm perfectly okay with that not being here. I'm not gonna lie.
How do you make Doritos taste like Mountain Dew?
Citrusy sweet.
I mean dip them. I don't know.
It's tobacco chaw and like that's what Mountain Dew reminds me of, like the guy dipping. Like I've hated that's the one pop I will never drink is Mountain Dew. I can't stand it. So when I saw to me, it just tastes like chewing tobacco. Like, that's all I envisioned the chips tasting like. Maybe I'm wrong. Did I talk about the Pringles last week?
Pringles? No.
Rotisserie chicken Pringles.
Oh, like, yes, ooh. You did. Yes, you did, actually.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
My favorite flavor, hands down. Better than cheese.
I just tried the flavor competition Lay's, the crispy taco Lay's. Those are pretty pretty dang good.
Those are all hit and miss. I don't know.
Hey, before
I wasn't sure about the fried green tomatoes,
they're like Skittles. This one's lemon. No,
they all taste the same. Hey, before I forget, so with the Capital One Quicksilver card, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. That's unlimited 1.5% cash back on everything you buy. And unlimited really means unlimited. With Quicksilver, there's no limit to how much cash back you can earn. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Credit approval required. Capital One Bank, USA, NA.
So.
And I got to tell you, you always make fun of me for stumbling and fumbling. I don't even know how this happened, but like I wound up listening to 97.1. Because I was driving somewhere and I wanted to listen to Whitmer when I was on the road. And I left on and then I got in my car to go out to run out and grab smokes. And Pat Caputo was on. And he stumbles and fumbles through pre-recorded reads more than I do during live ones. So I don't feel bad.
That's Pat Caputo.
Because he's a pro. Professional. I don't feel bad.
But like, here's one of the things that I'm thinking of. Like, my wife made like one of the best dinners I've ever had in this house since we've been living here since 2006. People are like posting their food like mad, and they're realizing that shit, dinner for the whole family cost $9.
Like, yeah, like that's a thing.
Is this gonna be a thing when this shit breaks? Like, I'm like the restaurant industry. I'm just not worried or concerned because it's business, whatever, you know, there's risk to every business, but like, are people going to be eating and drinking? Like, all, like, especially like the people drinking at home, like, wait a minute, this whole bottle of wine is cheaper than I paid
than I pay for a glass. Yeah. Well, that's why I love the meme I saw the other day that said, you know, it's going to be a real pain in the ass to be a bartender when this thing ends because everybody's been at home pouring themselves quadruples and they're all going to hit the bar being like, this doesn't even have any alcohol in it. I know what this is supposed to taste like.
Right. Well, when you're at home, how do you make a red solo cup half and half?
Right.
You know, that's how you make your shit.
Well, alcohol sales are up 55% too. In this.
Wait.
I felt a little attacked by this article.
Now, hold on a minute. Is it alcohol, period, or is it packaged alcohol in retail that's up? Like that. That was where I was confused because,
like, liquor stores.
Yeah.
But is it? To me, I didn't know. I thought it was saying alcohol, period, was up 55%.
Yeah, this is all alcohol.
I guess I'm not understanding spirits the distinction you're trying to make.
Spirits is 75% of that. It's up 75%. Beer is up 66%, and wine is up 42%. So that averages out to 55%, I think.
There's on-premise sales and there's off-premise sales.
Oh, well, yeah, because, dude, yeah. I mean, like the bar and restaurant industry obviously clearly doesn't account for this. No, they're talking about, like, liquor stores and, you know, like, you know, Meijer and Kroger and that kind of stuff that are selling stuff for people to bring home and drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, then that doesn't surprise me at all because where else are you going to get it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought it was total, like, all, you know, both combined. Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah. No. No. So, and yeah, so, and then there's a heavy, very heavy handed reminder in there that, hey, you know, drinking too much will depress your immune system. And so you might want to ease up a little bit.
Ew.
Dave.
I thought it a little sick. It's always schnapps. You know what I mean? You drink a little whiskey. Yeah, you're back, Dave. You lost you for a minute.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know what. Don't know what just happened. Sorry.
No worries. No big deal. A movie I watched this weekend that's a little bit off the radar. That's a good flick. Angel Has Fallen.
Okay.
If you remember the Olympus Has Fallen, remember with the King Leonidas, whatever the hell's name.
Yes. Yeah.
Gerard Butler. Yeah, the White House terrorism movie. Yeah.
Yeah. So this one's Angel Has Fallen, which is Morgan Freeman's the president, and there's assassination. So basically, like John Wick, if he was a Secret Service agent.
Okay.
Pretty. And like I watched Six Underground again. I forgot how amazingly good that was the first time around I saw it.
That's one of those ones that's on my watch list that I haven't watched yet. I did start watching Devs, though, which is pretty solid.
What's that?
Do you remember? It's kind of, I won't spoil it, but it's kind of, do you remember Antitrust with Ryan Phillippe and Claire Forlani and what's his name? Tim. I can't remember the guys from Jacob's Ladder that played a very Bill Gatesy character. No, it was very, very computer industry. Somebody gets killed, you know. Yeah, it's an interesting watch.
Yeah, and then Bo's never seen the Tom Clancy flick, so we watched. We did them out of order, so we watched Clear and Present Danger, and then watched Patriot Games.
Okay.
Those are, if you've never sat, I've never sat through Patriot games. That's the first time I've ever. What a great flick.
Oh yeah, they did a great job. They actually usually did a pretty good job adapting his books into movies. They really, really did.
Clear and Present Danger I must have seen like 40 times, but never front to back.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, and then we watched Femme Fatale last night, if you remember that one.
No.
It was a Brian De Palma flick from 2002 with Rebecca Romijn Stamos or whatever
okay. her name is today,
and Antonio Banderas. And it's total Brian De Palma. It's freaking it's awesome. I'll put that goes if it was a better soundtrack, I'd put that up there with Atomic Blonde and all that.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it was like weird. It was like Conan the Barbarian music throughout the whole movie. It was kind of bizarre. But phenomenal written flick. It's like a dream sequence, deja vu thing, you know.
So I felt this was worth mentioning because we did. We spent a little bit of time last week talking about Tiger King. And apparently Joe Exotic is about to displace Pearl Jam on Amazon's top 100 record sale ranks. Like I don't even know what to do with that information. I don't.
But here's like guys are buying it as a joke because they want to roll down their pickup truck and blast.
Maybe, but.
But it's not even him singing. We talked about that.
Like, well, so they backed off that a little bit. So he hired somebody, from what I understand, he hired somebody that like sang it and then he went in and sang over it.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. So it was still his voice as the vocal that, whatever.
His voice was on 8. His jokes was on 2. Right. I put in 1 dash of salt so I get chef credits on this.
Right. Yeah, it is what it is. Everybody's got to be famous for something. I am. We've talked about this before. That the yet another streaming service. HBO Max is getting ready to launch, and I was wrong at first. I thought it was their full catalog they were making available. They're making a limited catalog selection available for 500 hours of free viewing when they launch, and they may have already. I can't remember the exact launch date. But that was. I thought that was kind of cool. I mean, I think again, everybody's stuck.
Is it 500 hours of catalog content they're making available, or each account gets to watch up to 500?
I think it's each account gets to watch up to 500 hours.
That's a long time.
Oh, it sets to launch in May.
It says 500 hours programming available free for a limited time. So
okay. Yeah, that's still vague because I mean it's everything. They've got The Sopranos, which if you haven't watched, you should. The Wire, Veep, HBO documentaries. Yeah, so I mean it's worth watching. I mean if God knows they're actually still trying to pump out content on Netflix and everybody else.
What's the difference between HBO Go and HBO Max? Is it like,
dude? I don't. We talked about this. I think like HBO. I thought originally it was supposed to be like the merger of HBO and Cinemax, but maybe not. I don't know. Cause I think HBO Go is the one that you have to already be an HBO subscriber to access. HBO Now is the one you can add on to like Hulu, Netflix, those kind of things. So yeah,
HBO Max will have additional library content from like WarnerMedia, DC, that type of stuff.
Gotcha.
Oh, by the way, have you heard about anyone that's flown in the past week?
No.
So there was a couple of people that were stuck in Detroit that had to leave, and basically you were allowed to fly home. Basically, from what everything I've heard, you can get plane fare domestic for $14, like now.
I mean,
and Southwest, and basically Southwest is flying empty planes. Like they did 59 flights last week. There were like butt empty.
Why not just cancel them and stop asking us for bailout money?
Like, I don't know.
can we not give them millions of dollars? Like tens of millions, hundreds of millions? Can we not? Like, I'm okay with that.
Or any industry for that? You either give it to one or give it to
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's not like that's the only industry that's impacted by this bullshit. This is. This is everywhere. This isn't,
So I think the possibly one of, just because this is the world we live in now, Wizards of the Coast had to do a press release because they're doing
that?
Uh-huh. Wizards of the Coast makes Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
This is an announcement about the new upcoming Magic the Gathering
and
set.
So they have this new set called Lair of the Behemoths, and one of those sets is, one of those cards is Space Godzilla. And for those who don't know, like, so, you know, Godzilla has, you know, the fire thing and Space Godzilla has the thing. Well, the technical name for it through all the movies and books and all that stuff has been the Corona that he shoots out of his mouth. And so the special power that Space Godzilla has is called the Death Corona. And they're like, yeah, hey, this all went to print before this happened, and so please don't flame war us. Like, don't annihilate us over something we had no control over whatsoever.
They're gonna stop printing the physical card after the first printing.
Yeah,
and they're gonna update all the digital assets to be the new name instead of Space Godzilla Death Corona. It'll be Space Godzilla Void Invader.
Yeah.
Oh, so go get that card. That's gonna be worth like.
Oh, it's gonna be worth a gajillion dollars. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely will.
Here's a stupid question, and I don't know if it's worth debate, worth talking about. Is Corona beer ever going to be fine after this is over? Can they still be, or are they going to be, are they done?
Dude, who knows? I mean, again, kind of like people buying Joe Dirt, I see plenty of people posting on Facebook that they went somewhere and bought a case of Corona. I got Corona.
That's fine. You're going to get a couple people that are going to be the contrarians or whatever, but I think...
It'll still be a summer beer. It'll still... I mean, it's... I would hate to think they'd have to go through an entire corporate renaming exercise over this, but...
Well, I mean, you're not buying H1N1 juice anytime soon, are you? I mean, I'm just saying.
No, probably not, but...
Swine.
Yeah.
We do buy swine.
Yeah, we do.
You know, SARS bars, that doesn't exist.
Like, well, I mean, that actually, and so doubling back on an earlier topic, I mean, Archer had to go through a change because the name of the intelligence agency they worked for was ISIS when the show launched.
I still remember that.
Yeah, and so they actually addressed it. Like, I think it was like the opening of season 6, where they showed them like wheeling the. It was a big globe with ISIS, you know, the International Secret Intelligence Service, and they were like wheeling it out of the room as they were redecorating. They were like, "Yeah, we're just going to go through a rebranding exercise. We're just going to be this."
Oh, by the way, did you see the article about Elon Musk?
Oh, and the things he donated, they were basically CPAP units.
Yeah, so here I'm envisioning these, like, the Elon Musks of the world, basically, like, they have people.
Yeah.
So he probably shot a note saying, hey,
make this happen.
I want to donate. Go. I got, here's five, you know, like, I got $5 million. Go buy some shit and send it to some
go
people.
Do. Yeah.
I can envision that conversation happening like that. Well, apparently, the person that bought these, I'm not going to blame Elon Musk because I think his heart was in the right place.
Yeah.
He didn't execute it properly. They bought 1,255 of these FDA-approved ventilators from China, basically from one of those bulk or whatever. What's the thing where you buy, like, in the basement of Amazon and there's all the shit left over?
The outlet, yeah.
Yeah. So he bought it off an outlet. Basically, they shipped them to New York, and the mayor was thanking them for donating these hundreds of ventilators to, you know, New York hospitals, saying he was deeply grateful. But when they found out, they were just freaking, they were like CPAP machines, yeah. 5-year-old CPAP machines.
That basically, if they tried to use them, they would aerosolize the virus.
right. So it's like, you know, thanks, Elon.
Yeah, you get an A for effort.
Well, wouldn't you, I mean, here's the thing, like, wouldn't you ask, like, hey, New York hospitals, what do you need? Give me the model number of the shit you use.
Yeah.
Like, would you take it upon yourself to spec out medical grade equipment? Or just give them an effing check.
Right. Maybe, here, you go buy whatever you need. And yeah, I don't need to be attached to it.
Well, because he probably wanted to say the MSRP was $30 million and he probably paid $1.2 million.
And then tax write off. And yeah, of course.
Exactly.
God, I mean, that's pretty much, I think we've run through list.
If Mountain Dew flavored Doritos don't catch you, what about Dunkaroos? Are you excited those are coming back this summer?
No.
What the hell are Dunkaroos, Randy?
The little kangaroo shaped graham cracker cookies with the frosting tub that you dunk them in.
When was that a thing?
Late 90s.
I was going to go mid to late 90s. Yeah. Because I remember them, but they were not.
Rouge shoes. Those were awful.
They had
the
little
key thing on the side with the zipper.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember those.
Cause, yeah, because they were ruse because they had the little pouch and you. Because I had a pair. You put your house key in them, and oh yeah.
I thought those were the stupidest things in the world. I never. But like, what's the point of like now? Like during this week, like have a PR thing. Hey, Dunkaroos are coming back. And everybody's like, holy shit!
Oh my god, we're all saved. Right. The Dunkaroos are back.
Take your mind off things.
Yeah, maybe.
Can't go to the grocery store though now to get them.
True. Hey, man. Yeah, and good luck with your shipped order. So, yeah.
So, I mean, what is this it though? I mean, let me ask this question: are we finally at the point where, like, where is everyone when they're just fed up and done? Because, like, at least if you're in a house or if you have people, like, and you could talk and like you're watching TV, you're
right.
Fine, it's one thing. But there's some people I know that are like single and they're stuck in the house and like. They're finally in their creatures of habit. They can't go to the gym.
Boy, they're losing their minds.
Yeah, I mean, is this the week? Because you could always tell, like, Facebook is getting angrier.
Yeah,
people are starting to get like political and like just downright ornery. is this the week or is it next week or like what? Like we're just it's done. I'm done. I'm done with this shit. I need to go out.
Well, so the original, if I recall correctly, the order it was supposed to expire on the 13th, so a week from today. I believe we're all well aware that is not going to be the case, that is not going to happen.
Now.
And so, yeah, I'd say, you know, I think you're going to see, like, next week, you're going to see people getting pretty tense.
Yeah, because even, like, work said, like, we're not even, don't even think about coming back until, like, the 30th, if that's even a thing.
And then, yeah.
It's a then not don't come back on the one day because it's like a 2 week, like kind of scatter
stagger people back in. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So like, I don't like Randy. You didn't get laid off, did you?
No.
Oh, okay. I forgot to ask you. Yeah. No, that's a good thing. But like, how are they treating you? Because I know how like with me, we're on Teams. You know, we're like, you have to call your employees a couple times a day to see how they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, no, a lot of our team and a lot of our company works remotely 2 to 3 days a week anyway. So, yeah. And some of our team members are full-time work from home anyway. So
okay.
This is not abnormal. I mean, it's a little abnormal, but it's not weird.
So this is all new to us. They were very anti work from home.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because IT has shown that they're kind of a little bit more productive.
Mm-hmm.
We create, you know, we're using the hell out of Teams. I'll be honest, I'm becoming a huge fan. And we have a chat box open with 30 people in it. And if anybody has any problems, they put in the chat box what's going on. 10 people answer, they collab, and then they move on.
Cool.
It's like, you know, there's no water cooler stories. There's no shoulder tapping. You know what I mean? It's kind of a...
Yeah, there's fewer distractions. You can at least actually focus.
Right, right. Especially the guys that are like, you know, the PowerShell people and the people that are coding and the Azure, you know, the coders are apparently in our company, they've delivered the best code in the last 2 weeks in the history of the company.
I'm not stunned at all.
Right, because QA always has reports on error rate and all that. Our error rate is the best it's ever been.
Nice.
You know, and it's kind of interesting. And like when you talk about, you know, what's going to happen with the restaurants coming back, like what about coming back to work? Is like, is this the new norm now?
Yeah.
Like, you know, because I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of digging not, you know, putting on gym shorts and not putting socks on every morning.
Granted,
I still can't walk, but it's not even, you know, it's not even about that. It's just.
Well, and you don't have to worry about walking in from the parking lot and then all around the building and all that crap all day, every day.
Oh my God. That campus is so huge. Yeah. Like my shoulders right now are like, I'm going to need physical therapy for that when I'm done with my knee.
So I found something interesting when I was looking up what the difference between HBO, the various HBOs are. The demographics of HBO Max is selected and designed based on three core demographics: kids and family, millennials and Gen Z, and adults. As if somehow me as a going on 37 year old is not an adult.
So everyone?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I don't.
All of our you know, what's my favorite now that like all the millennials are like, they're still getting bitched at by like
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, leave us alone. We're old now. Our backs hurt too. That's
yeah, we're in our 30s. It's those Gen Z assholes. It's not us anymore. Because like, you know, does the, you know, media still has to like freaking label everyone?
Right, yell at somebody.
Right, you stop yelling at the boomers. They're all dead.
All right. Well, hey, I don't know if you want to, if you're ready to wrap. I made the mistake of scheduling another show at 10 o'clock because I thought based on last week we would be done. Do you want me to see if I can push them back or are we good?
Yeah, it's fine. No, we're, you know, this is fine. I don't want to push, you know, I don't like pushing this stuff. So yeah. Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Don't forget to sign up for your 90-day Quibi trial. I watched a few episodes.
Still, what the hell is Quibi? I'm aware. We talked about it.
No.
It's short for quick bite.
It's called YouTube, Randy.
Exactly.
I did try out the format switching where you rotate your phone and it changes how the video is framed, and that's kind of a neat feature, but I don't know if I'm going to pay $5 to $8 a month for this service.
I spent 30 seconds watching TikTok, and I'm done for the rest of my life. What is this toilet shit? Like, I swear to God.
All right, take us out, man.
All right, we're going to wrap things up with this episode 342. On behalf of Bob, Dave, and Randy, do us all a favor. Drink up your drinks. Get your phone numbers. You don't got to go home. You just got to get the hell out of here, I guess.
Well, you don't have to go out of your home. You just got to stay there.
Stay where you're at. Keep reaching for the stars. Turn that thing off. Bye.
See you guys.
The emergency destruct system is now activated.
Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of your women.
Long live Flash! You've saved your ass. Have a nice day.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Nice shooting, son. What's your name?
Murphy.
Make the run.
Game over, man. Game over.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.
I can't say no, and I don't really want to, so.
Well, especially with the back doors open.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill. You need to cool that shit out. And that's the double truth, Ruth.
Bob loves it in the camp.
I hope this was as much fun for you as it was for me.
That's why I like it in the can.
Joe, own the trees. Owns. 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 Owns.
Fear me.
My job is to make sure this program is morally upright and cultural and wholesome.
Shut up, Mimsy! Shut up, Mimsy! Shut up, Mimsy!
Why would, like, Buick put their cars next to, like, the Bentleys? Like, why? That's not marketing.
The alphabet.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, I can't take that position.
That analogy sucks because it's right.
Because you're getting your 8-track tuned up.
Are we at a break yet? Yeah, so now I'm just, like, doing, like, stupid stuff to make me laugh.
Venture capital is not the end game.
When are we going to talk about me?
Jane, you ignorant slut.
It's my show. I can say what I want. Yeah.
Kiss my ass, go home, unplug, get off the goddamn internet. You are everything that is wrong with the internet right now.
You're so white right now.
I'm the whitest guy in the room. Just explain it to me.
Show now!
I love this city. I was banging on the way.
Really? Should we talk about the tag team? Should I keep going or should I stop?
Can I just say, it's been great being on a show that talks about Mickey Rooney dying for 20 seconds and then poop for 10 minutes.